my father and mother, both Mexicanos. My dad, Juan Valdez, came to the U.S. when he was in his 20s, went back, married my mother. They both came documented. He was living in South Texas, supporting a wife and five children. And he couldn't make it on a baker's salary. So we moved between Florida and Unicoi, Tennessee. We went to Unicoi and we harvested strawberries and tomatoes. And when that ended in October, we moved back to Florida when the tomatoes were going to start there. So it was a constant moving. All of my brothers and sisters worked in the fields, picking tomatoes, picking strawberries, dirty all the time because you're dirty from head to toes and you smell awful. And that's the only life that I knew. One of my biggest dreams when I was little is having an umbrella because we use trash bags. You know, we were very low income, poor. And whenever it rained, the bathrooms were outside. So whenever it rained, my mom would put a trash bag over me and I would run to the bathroom and run back. And I never questioned my parents why we had or didn't have things. But I always thought, when I grow up, I'm going to buy an umbrella. When I was in elementary school, moving back and forth didn't bother me one bit. When I was in high school, I hated moving. I hated moving. I couldn't play basketball, which I loved to do, and I was fairly good at it. I never got to go to prom. I never got to go to homecoming, didn't go to football games. No real friends. And I just resented it so much. And I dropped out of high school. At that time, my dad was going blind. He wasn't able to work as much. There were still bills, and I guess I felt that if I was able to provide for me and myself, then that would be less on him.
It's a story of many, many, many young Latinos.
And my parents didn't encourage me not to. You know, my dad went to second grade. My mom didn't go to school. And I think when I've looked back and looked at my report cards and looked at my grades, and I was taking AP classes and I was an A student in 11th grade, yet there was never one counselor, one teacher, no one that ever told me, you know, where are you going to go to college? You know, what do you plan on doing after high school? Never would I have thought that I would be at the Georgia State Capitol advocating for Latino rights. Never would I have dreamed that. Now, with my children, I have four children, and I tell them everyone needs to be treated with respect and dignity. The people picking the food that's on your table, the people cooking it, the people delivering it, driving the trucks, the people selling it at the grocery store, and even corporate America, everyone needs to be treated with respect because everyone has a part in our everyday lives, and everyone deserves the same respect.
An umbrella.
An umbrella.